is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise 17, joined by the good stuff. Nathaniel Lundy, tis indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5. Let's go ahead and grab a seat on the Hong Kong. Plus, all plus money all the time. What we always do at the top of every single Fade 5 broadcast. Plus 100 is the requirement or greater, Lundy. Whether you're going to go to the NFL in week 15, the main slate, whether you're looking at college, choose maybe the NBA, drop the puck and make it some bucks in the National Hockey League. Give me some plus money, mi amigo. What you got?
Plus 100 is for wimps, Brad. Highest scoring team on Sunday. Give me the San Francisco 49ers. Ooh. At plus 750 over at DraftKings. Here's what I will tell you. I believe that the highest scoring teams of the weekend is going to be my prognostication, right? My old school Johnny Carson put on the
Swami hat.
I think it's going to be either San Francisco or Dallas. San Francisco plus 750, Dallas plus 1,000 to be the number one scoring team of the weekend. I just think we've got some teams that are going to check out. I think there's going to be opportunities, especially on San Francisco's side, to take advantage of it from a defensive standpoint. Wouldn't surprise me at all for the Niners to wind up with a defense / special teams touchdown this weekend. So give me the Niners at home against the lowly Titans to be the number one scoring team on Sunday because, man, I mean, come on, plus 750. Brad, I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I got to pay for it somehow.
You know what? Paying for gold and strike it rich, mi amigo. You have me at Tennessee Titans, a highly fadeable team, like a handful of additional franchises in the NFL, including the one I'm going to talk about right now, hopping aboard the Hong Kong plus on a pair of tight ends. It's been a theme all season for us here on the Fade 5 Podcast. You see a tight end matchup against the Cincinnati Bungles, you automatically take it. And you got a pair of dynamite pass catchers at that position for the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be also chilly in the middle part of the country as the polar vortex is going to be sitting over not only Cincinnati, Chicago, a couple of the games being played in the vicinity. I am going to be layered up, to say the least, here at Casa de Evans in Central ILL. So here's how I'm going to play this, Lundy. I'll give you an individual best. Give me Isaiah Likely anytime touchdown plus 240 right now at BetMGM. Caught his first TD of the season last week. Played a season high in snaps as well last week against the Steelers. I think he's got a really good shot to find the end zone. Had a second touchdown overturned, but he is really standing up inside red zone packages. Same with his partner. And Mark Andrews, a guy that's got one of the highest red zone target shares of any NFL tight end. Anytime touchdown for him at a plus 155. You want to smash them together? Sure you do, you greedy little bastard. Plus 850. Maybe you do that little two-leg parlay there at BetMGM. Folks, this is what Cincinnati has given up to the tight end position this season. 7.5 receptions, 96.8 yards per game, and 15 touchdowns. Now, to put that in perspective, historically, they've already given up an NFL record high yardage mark to tight end. So a single season record holder in that category was Brock Bowers. They've given up over 1,250 yards. Bowers had close to 1,200 in his rookie season. So that's how bad they've been. And we still got a few games to go. Rob Gronkowski in 2011 has a single season touchdown record for a tight end with 18, and that is in jeopardy if you think about it in that kind of context. So I think both these guys have astronomical shots of splashing six. So Isaiah Likely anytime touchdown plus 240 individually at BetMGM. Mark Andrews anytime touchdown plus 155 individually at BetMGM. Again, you're greedy. You got to pay the bills. You got to build the bankroll for your Vegas trip. Two-leg SGP plus 850 gets the news. Buy that juice there at BetMGM. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with the Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the NFL Week 15 countdown. Let's go to a position that Lundy knows the Denver Broncos have had a terrible time defending all year. That is, let's stick with the theme, tight end. And they're playing the Green Bay Packers. Colossal game. I am the biggest Denver Broncos fan this weekend as a Chicago Bears kind of gay. And I'm hoping that the Broncos can take down Jordan Love and friends. Though I'm also hoping this bet cashes. At numero cinco, give me Luke Musgrave over just 11.5 receiving yards. That is it. Against those Broncos at a -115 at BetMGM. This has an OCC, yeah, you know me, written all over it. A one catch cash. You look at Denver this season. Yes, they're number 7 in dropback EPA defense. However, they have allowed the 7th most tight end receiving yards this year, giving up 5.5 receptions, 63.7 yards per game to the position. 17, folks, 17 plus-size targets have reached at least a dozen in yardage. And you look at Musgrave, yeah, sure, he's only averaging 1.7 targets per game. He's only averaging 9.5 yards per catch, 1.19 yards per route run. But he has gone over this prop in 4 of his last 6 games. All I need is one grab, honestly. And I think he's going to cash in on this. So numero cinco here on the countdown. Luke Musgrave of the Green Bay Packers over 11.5 receiving yards against Lundy's beloved Denver Broncos -115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Day to follow.
Yeah, I'm already on record as saying I think the Packers are going to win. It's just me. I mean, shit, man. They've won 10 in a row. Eventually it stops. But that said, it should be a good game. The weather's going to be amazing. Like, this whole polar vortex crap is completely missing the city that you would think be sitting under a polar vortex, and that's the Mile High City of Denver. Like, right now, as Brad and I are recording, Brad is freezing his ball sack off, and it's 63 degrees here in Denver. So I'm just letting you know, it's the weather's weird, but it's going to be really nice this weekend. I will not be there, obviously, because I just told you guys that I will be in Vegas. My daughter is in a flag football tournament at the Raiders facility, by the way.
Nice.
To which my wife has already said she plans to do some sort of Broncos voodoo while we're at the Raiders practice facility. So I'm just letting you know, if you happen to see the mugshot of a rather attractive blonde in Vegas from the facility this weekend, probably my missus. Play the over in this one on my former Oregon State Beaver, Luke Musgrave of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, Denver struggles with the tight ends, taking care of those receivers out on the outside. But when it comes to the guys across the middle, little chunk yardage, they can do that. He can do this in one catch. I bet you he gets at least 3 targets. And if he does, all you got to do is grab at least 1, maybe 2 of those, and you're up over this number. So take advantage of it while you can before this number climbs.
Oh, Lundy! I'm so cold.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro, the Friday edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. Let's work at a little SGP in the Phillip Rivers return game. I can't believe I'm saying that. The year of our fantasy and football lords of 2025. But we're at that point of the season. Give me this on the SGP. Seattle -2.5 on the online. They should cover this bad boy with relative ease. I don't really need to give any reasons behind it other than the fact they have an elite defense and Phillip Rivers is ancient. And laying a numero dos, give me Jonathan Taylor. 20-plus rush attempts, so that negative correlation tricks the sports book and reduces the juice and gets seduced by the juice at a +130 there. At DraftKings Sportsbook, the only way, Lundy, the Colts can remain remotely competitive in this game is they feed the beast early and often, and that is Jonathan Taylor, a guy that is the definition of a survivable workhorse. He's a Clydesdale pulling the Budweiser cart this time of year. Yeah, Seattle is number 1 in rush EPA defense this season. Yes, they've grown up the 7th fewest rush attempts per game to the running back position on the year, 19.8 to be exact, 3.55 yards per carry, 70.5 rush yards per game. Only two running backs have received 20 balls of belly against Seattle this season, but Taylor, he's kind of the main man. He is the main man there. 86.2% opportunity share. He's averaging 19 rush attempts per game. We just need one more tick on the average, and we cash, which he has done 5 times, also in 3 of his last 4. And bonus time, Lundy. I just saw Phillip Rivers pass attempts prop post at the score 27.5, way under on that bad boy at a -115. He's probably going to, at a maximum, going to throw like 20 balls in this game. And Jonathan Taylor, even if the Colts are down a couple of touchdowns, they're still going to give the ball to him because Rivers is so damn old. So numero cuatro here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. SGP, Seahawks -2.5, and Jonathan Taylor 20-plus rush attempts +130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm going to fade you, and here's why. I agree with you on the alt spread. Seattle should win this by at least a touchdown. However, the reason I'm going to fade you on this one is because if this game gets out of hand, JT is going to be on the sideline. They are not going to risk him getting hurt. They're not going to let any of that kind of thing happen. You already talked about what his average is on the season. So I don't like the idea of this number being at 20, because if this game does in fact get out of hand, which I fully expect that it will up in the land of Starbucks, if that does in fact happen, then I think you see Jonathan Taylor on the sideline. I think the Colts are smart enough to not put him in harm's way. They need to take care of their boy, and I think he winds up underneath this number. So I got to fade you, my man.
Hand the damn ball off repeatedly, Phillip Rivers.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the NFL Week 15 edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Give me the pride of the Ohio State. We're going to buck up with Travion Henderson. We're going to the alt market, 50-plus rush yards, and a mammoth matchup against divisional rival Buffalo. This will be played in Foxborough, +105. Little baby, sitting by the juice here at BetMGM. And I've said this on repeat throughout the entire season here on the Fade 5 podcast. I always fade Buffalo when defending the run because they have been god-awful in that capacity this season. Any reasons why? Here they are. The Bills, number 31 in rush EPA defense this year. They've allowed the sixth most running back rush yards this year, 4.99 yards per carry. Yikes! 108.8 rush yards per game. Double yikes. Again, just to the running back position, 10 RBs have reached the half-century mark on the ground against them. And here's what Travion has done. I know Ramondre Stevenson is still lurking, always a sharp thorn in the side. But Henderson, since the last five games, he's number two in yak per attempt. And I realize in week five, he only had 24 yards on six carries. But I think he's going to get double the workload. He has gone over this prop in six straight games. He's got at least 11 rush attempts over that six-game span. So give the soft opponent. Given the fact that he's going to have much heavier workload than he saw in the first matchup, and tripling down, he has been a yak machine. Put all together, Travion Henderson, numero tres on the Friday edition of the Countdown, 50-plus rush yards against Buffalo, +105 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
I'll follow on this one. I think this is a pretty easy number for him to hit. I'm not going to expand on it any further than that. I think Brad's on to something here. Small plus odds, but again, going to Vegas, I got to find a way to get some money because God knows I'm just going to put it into the machine or onto the table, or I'm going to have like a stack of chips and I'm going to like drop them on the ground, like in the bathroom. I mean, look, I just Brad's been with me in Vegas. It's
yes,
it can be troubling.
Oh, it certainly can be troubling, which means Lundy is going to have to recuperate funds lost. I guarantee he's going to spend more at the bar than probably on the damn machines anyway. It used to be free. Not anymore. They really get every single dollar and cent that you have in your wallet in Sin City. So if you want more bets, Lundy, I give you more bets. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. Go there. It's free, you jackals. All of Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet picks. If you like dropping the puck and making some bucks in the NHL, you can check it out on thegamingjuice.com. My spreadsheet also lives there. I got my NFL top props for week 15 and all. It's wonderful and gory detail live on the site. My fantasy football rankings for week 15. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. If you want to march on around two of your fantasy football playoffs, so check out my rankings. Will be updated throughout the weekend live on the site. You can ask Brad, that's me, a question. Click that link on the homepage. Fire off with your inquiry, and I will answer at my leisure at my convenience. And guess what? I don't charge you a damn dime. go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. Click Converse and Cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
Numeros here on the Week 15 NFL edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Caleb Williams, Bear Down, Chicago Bears. I'm going to live in Land Down Under, however, because it's going to be Hoth out there. A lot of the players have to ride Tauntauns, I believe, to get to Soldier Field. It's going to be just awful. Fun fact. On BetMGM tonight and the BetMGM network all week long, a lot of the hosts have been having the conversation. I'm going to ask you the same question right now, Lundy. How much money would I have to pay to go to the Bears game with the game time temperatures expected to be 10 degrees? It will be sunny, supposedly, but the wind chill between 20 to 30 below zero. What kind of a denomination is required for you to go and have to be there for every single second of the game?
Well, let me ask, shirtless, or am I allowed to layer up? Like,
oh, you can wear whatever the hell you want.
Actually, to be honest, the playoff game back in the day between the Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens, the Joe Flacco, Raheem Morris screw up in the secondary. So I was at that game, and people know that is without question the coldest I have ever been in my life. That game was absolutely ridiculously cold in Denver. So no, you can't pay me anything because I've already done that once and I don't want to do it again.
Oh, okay, great. It would take probably $5,000 for me to go, even as a diehard Bears fan, to endure it. Yeah. I've been to really cold games, never that cold of a game. That's not freezing conditions, and that is the reason why I'm fading Caleb Williams on his pass attempts. I'll live in Land Down Under 29.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Now, Cleveland have been decent against the pass this season, number 5 in dropback EPAD. The third fewest pass attempts per game at 27.7 per contest is what they have allowed. Only two passers have reached the 30 pass attempt mark against them in a single contest. Of all people, Geno Smith was one, and the other was 40-something Aaron Aaron Rodgers. Now, Williams has done this in 7 straight games. He's averaging 33.2 rush attempts per game, but the Bears over the last 3 weeks, they got a 48% run rate. I think it's going to be well north of 50%. You're going to get a heavy dose of DeAndre Swift, common ungai, going to be a low-scoring affair. Ben Johnson is going to say, hey, look, just hand the damn ball off, bleed the clock, win this thing, 6-3, and we go in and warm up by the fire with some hot cocoa. It's utterly ridiculous. The conditions there at Soldier Field along breezy shores of Lake Michigan. So numeros on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Caleb Williams under 29.5 pass attempts against the Browns, -103. Not too expensive there at DraftKings. Lundy, pay to follow.
It's going to be so damn cold. Like, I'm feeling seriously, folks, it was that Ravens game. It was 13 degrees at kickoff. And that game went to overtime. Okay. Oh, like, that's how freaking cold it was. I've never been that cold in my life. The wind chill made it feel like it was 2. And again, that was at kickoff, not 4 hours later, because I remember Peyton Manning wearing the gloves because it was so damn cold. I'm going to follow you on this one, by the way. I don't see any reason for him to be airing it out that much. Not when the wind's going to be blowing, not when it's going to be cold, not when his receivers are basically going to have ice blocks for hands. There's no reason for him to do it. Keep that ball on the ground, man.
I got one word for you, Lundy. Shrinkage.
Number one.
Numero uno on the NFL Week 15 edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Far and away my favorite play, and it's not on a single option. It's on a two-leg SGP. And what is it? I'm going to give it to you right now. Again, we got a bit of a passing fancy on the show today, and the main reason is because this game may be the highest-scoring game of the entire damn year. I can't wait to watch every single second of it, which means probably 3-2 final. Safety and a field goal, and that'll be a wrap. But it could be high 30s, could be low 40s, quite honestly. Same gamer at SoFi. Give me Matthew Stafford, 240-plus pass yards. Give me Jared Goff, also 240-plus pass yards. Put those hands together, +134 at Caesars Sportsbook. And here's the reason why. I absolutely love and adore this wager. Detroit's falling apart at the seams right now defensively, especially on the back end. Terry and Arnold on IR. We'll see if Kirby Joseph is back, but they're still vulnerable just because they're not entirely healthy. And they're number 17 in drop back EPA over the last, that's on the entire season, over the last 5 weeks. So we're all outside the top 20 in that category. I know the Rams are number two and drop back EPAD on the year. And you look at the Rams, they have given up just 229.5 pass yards per game. However, six passers have thrown for at least 240 against them. Detroit has given up 238.2 pass yards per game, and a handful, five passers have crossed a 240-yard mark against them. And you look at Goff, he has done this in six straight games. And look at Stafford, he has done it in four of the last six. Pew, pew, pew. This game is going to be a shootout inside SoFi. So put it all together, highest total far and away on the board this week. And I think it's going to live up to the hype. SGP at number one, Matthew Stafford, 240-plus pass yards. Jared Goff also 240-plus pass yards. Inexplicably, Lundy, it's plus 134 at Caesars. Fade or follow.
All right. Hold on, because I want to look this up. That's what I'm doing right now. Hang on. Plus 200 at DraftKings for this to be the highest scoring game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Plus 200. Like 2-1 odds if you think it's going to be the highest scoring game. Next closest odds, by the way, Baltimore and Cincinnati at plus 350. But I wanted to look that one up. Yes, jump on this over at the Emperor with Caesars. Take advantage of this one. This is one that I'll be doing in person, as a matter of fact, as I will be staying, as I frequently do, at the Caesars property down there in Las Vegas. Love me some Caesars, man. I'm a Caesars guy. I love me some Caesars. They bring like golden robes for me because of how much money I've lost in their casino. It's really pretty amazing. And I think that was a sign. The lights just went out.
That's it. That's a wrap. They're like, get out of town, Lundy, already.
Yeah, we're screwed. We're screwed. That's all there is to it. All right. Yes, I'm following. Yes. Go for it.
All right, do it. I'm glad Lundy is following me. If you want to follow us to some additional action, well, guess what? It's bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, before you get on the jet and get the hell out of Dodge, I need some more bets, my man, because I'm going to be stuck here inside the frigid containment of Central Illinois. So give me something to entertain me and hopefully boost the bankroll and just in general, warm me up alongside the Mas Tequila, which will certainly help as well. So what else you got?
All right. There's only two games in the NHL tonight, so I really don't care about what's going on the ice. As always, we'll take advantage of Saturday. Saturdays are always a little bit shaky for us, but I will try to get some stuff posted before I am tied up with the flag football tournament for my daughter this weekend in Vegas. I'll do the best I can, folks, to get you stuff up on the spreadsheet, but nothing for the two NHL games tonight. Don't really have a good feeling for either one of them, and we're limited in options, so there's no reason to press our luck. Let me let you know my favorite anytime touchdown bets for Sunday. Brad's already hit on two of them. That's Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. So I'll hang on to that one. Going to Arrowhead, I do like Omarion Hampton again for a touchdown this weekend. I'm not going to give you reasoning, folks. I'm just going to give you the list for purposes of time. So I like Omarion Hampton from a touchdown standpoint. For whatever reason, I don't think a lot's going to go on with Indy, but if it does, I'll take one old man to another old man, and I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit on Michael Pittman to wind up with a touchdown for Indianapolis. I don't know if they're going to score at all. I don't know. They may not score at all, but if they do, let me go with Pittman. Why? Let's go down to Jerry World, and I'm going to not look at the Cowboys. I'm going to look over at Minnesota. Give me Jordan Mason for an anytime touchdown, plus 210. At FanDuel. That is several cents higher than what you can find anywhere else right now. Like this one in part because if you go at last week, I don't know how much McCarthy's going to be able to build on what happened last week, but Mason got a lot of red zone touches last week. He was looking like the red zone guy as opposed to Aaron Jones. So if that is in fact going to be the case, then give me Jordan Mason for an anytime touchdown as well. I will lean on that one. And how about this one, Brad? Tony Pollard for an anytime touchdown. Yes, I know it's a little bit sad to go with him. However, it's plus 190 at Bet365. It's plus 295 at DraftKings.
So wow.
I'm going to take advantage of the value that DraftKings has given me right now on Pollard. And then let me give you this one, Brad. We've got a lot of lopsided lines this weekend, right? You got these teams that are checking out, you know, Cancun on three, that whole idea. So follow me on this five-legger. Folks, this is super simple, all right? I need each of these teams to win by at least a field goal. That's it, okay? Each of these teams alt-lined to -2.5. Ready? Jacksonville, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Houston. One more time in case you're doing this on the audio side of things or you don't want to hit rewind on YouTube. Jacksonville, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Houston. Those five crazy lopsided games this weekend. If each of those teams wins by at least a field goal, it's +105 at FanDuel. I'll take it because I think those teams are all going to roll. And that's a nice, easy, small way to be able to build the bankroll. Hopefully, I gave you guys some advice a couple of weeks ago about Jonas Valanciunas when it came to the Denver Nuggets. Hopefully you've been following that because last night, what, he and Joker combined for like 50-something points. I'm telling you, they're going to keep leaning on Valanciunas and getting him some minutes so that Joker doesn't wear himself out, especially leading up to the All-Star break. So keep an eye on those Valanciunas props, like I told you a couple of weeks ago. For now, I yield the floor to the Shrinkage from Illinois.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be miserable, terrible. Layer up, Evans. All right, the team almost parlay play. I'm going to keep it simple here in week 15. A little two-legger. Give me Puka Nacua, most receiving yards in the game in that matchup between the Rams and Lions. And give me Devon Achane, most rush yards on Monday night in P-Town, taking on the Steelers in that game. Achane is on track to return to action. So looking very positive there. So Nacua, most receiving yards. Devon Achane, most rushing yards. Put those hands together. +185 at DraftKings. So that is your Team Huevos parlay play. All right, rifling through some additional bonus time. Lundy, there is hardly any college basketball action on this Friday. Finals week, a lot of schools. I'll have a ton of bets tomorrow. One I can almost guarantee I'm going to be on. The over in Arizona, Alabama, whatever the number is, I will be on it because that's got like a first to 95 or 100 possibly wins. But there is a game on Friday with a top-ranked team that UConn taking on Texas. They're heavy favorites. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to build an SGP plus. Give me the Huskies. Mush! Huskies, mush! -9.5 on the alt line. And we're going to jack the total way up to 157.5 and slam the under. And then the third leg on this, it's going to give it to you. We'll go with Xavier -9.5 at home against Missouri State. Very simple one there, +107 available at BetMGM. And trust me, folks, I'll have about a gazillion more bets on a loaded Saturday. And I'm going to be in attendance for the ILL matchup against undefeated Nebraska, nationally ranked, playing exceptionally basketball right now. And they're coming off that key win against Wisconsin, which they won by like 30 points. So that one's going to be a lot more hotly contested than a lot of people believe. But elsewhere, bonus time. Amorin Hampton, give me the over on 12.5 rush attempts against KC at a +105. Coaching staff says they're going to ride the hot hand between him and Kamani Vidal. I think Hampton has got more juice in the legs. He will get that hot hand. I think he'll get at least 13 balls in the belly. Chris Rodriguez, over 48.5 rush yards. He of the Washington Commanders taking on the New York Giants in Jersey at a -115. A Giants dead last in rush EPA defense. Kenny Pickett, Lundy. I'm taking the over on 8.5 rush yards for the Viva Las Vegas representative against Philadelphia. The Eagles, believe it or not, have allowed the second most rush yards at quarterback position. I need one scramble for 9 yards, and I didn't get it. He's averaged over 11 rush yards per game, 25 career starts. And then I'm going to give you one more Sunday night, same game parlay, Javonte Williams, anytime touchdown. Javonte Williams, 50-plus rush yards, and the Dallas Cowboys to win, +134. Built that bad boy at DraftKings, a Minnesota number 20 rush EPA defensive season. And Williams has scored a touchdown in 9 of 14 games this year. So there you go. That is a wrap on this edition on a loaded Fade 5 podcast. That's how we do it every Freaky Friday. drop us a rating and review at your convenience, would you kindly? Follow Lundy on the X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevas. Go to thegamingjuice.com and check out all of our exciting content. Go to our buddies Betalytics as well. Sign up using promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off. They're awesome projections today. I use them every single day in my sports betting research. Good luck to me, amigo Nathaniel Lundy. Come back a very rich man. I know your liver is going to be the size of Texas as well. So, you know, chase some water late at night, you know, pop some vitamins. It might help you out in the morning. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you. Somebody build me a fire stat. It's freaking cold.